You are tuned to Utah Public Radio. I'm Shalane Smith Needham. It's Flicks at 48 with our film critic, Casey T. Allen. Hi, Casey.
I'm here.
We have been talking about the Oscars this week. You saw one of the nominated films. Tell us about 1917.
Something about the genre of war films always seems to create a catalyst for exciting storytelling. And our latest example of this is 1917. Two young British soldiers make a dangerous journey on foot into enemy territory during World War I to deliver a message that will stop their fellow fighters from entering an outnumbered battle. With mind-blowing editing and cinematography, the story is shown in one unbroken, continuous shot from beginning to end. Or at least it appears that it's shown in one unbroken, continuous shot. This choice in visual storytelling is not revolutionary in film, it's been done before, but using this technique in a war film heightens every emotion in an otherwise simple story. From excitement, to grief, to exhaustion, to fear, you feel everything that happens, because it happens in real time, which makes it feel like it's happening in real life. Now, most of the film is fiction, but it has a core of reality, being loosely based on a story the director's grandfather told him when the director was a boy, about the grandfather's own World War I experience. 1917 is memorable by how it shows the passage of time, evoking a gradual rise in immediacy and work. It's a brilliantly constant onslaught on all of your senses, especially your sense of urgency.
A recommendation.
Absolutely. Oscar-winning director Sam Mendes might need to make some extra space on his award shelf.
Thanks, Casey, for being here.
My pleasure.